Wait, you're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. This is Gibbs Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganya, we're in Washington.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the coronavirus pandemic.
You can find us on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave.
Zimbabwe has recorded the first coronavirus death. Zororo Makamba died today in Harare following an announcement last week that he was the second coronavirus case.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans are aware of the coronavirus that has so far killed more than 14,000 people in many countries. That disease is wreaking havoc right now in Europe.
Near home, South Africa, Zimbabwe and other nations have declared coronavirus a national emergency in an attempt to channel resources on fighting the pandemic.
But the question is, are Zimbabweans following the Zimbabwean government orders of social distancing and other ways of preventing the spread of the disease? What are your views? This is what we'll be discussing here, and we'll have guests coming in from different countries to discuss the issue.
Yes,
so
marvelous.
Please join us.
Yes, marvelous. Thank you so much. And we're in different places. We're also hiding as well, because this virus is causing havoc in the Washington metropolitan area. So our first guest is Ezra Chisaspanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you, Marvelous? How are you, Gibbs?
We are really fine.
Well,
how are you?
Coping, socially distancing, as you can see. So Gibbs is far away from me today.
Yes, and, we are very fine.
I'm actually self-isolating as well, as you can see I'm at home.
Yes, so let's start with you, Chisa. In London, what is going on there?
London, as I'm talking to you now, the British Prime Minister this evening is having what we call a COBRA meeting. COBRA meeting is a meeting of government departments, you're talking of the army, the police. So there are fears that we might be coming to a lockdown, because the people are not listening. They've been told to self-isolate and stay at home. So most of the people in the United Kingdom, they are not doing that. So what is happening now, they are meeting, we don't know what is going to happen, because now 303 people have succumbed to the disease, the coronavirus disease. They are saying, the experts, the scientists are saying that the UK might be worse than Italy. Italy, as you know, that is gone past 5,000. Deaths there reported from Italy. So now UK is trying to, maybe it might be following what Spain has done, what Australia is about to do, what Italy has done. They want to lock down. Everyone should stay at home. Nobody will be allowed to move. We hear the rumors. We hear that the PM might unleash the army to take off the British people from the streets.
So now, Marvelous, maybe you can talk to him.
Vanhu
havasi kuteerera vanhu vekuEngland kana United Kingdom vangofanana nemaZimbabweans. Havasi kuteerera, vakatoudzwa because mabhazi nemarestaurants zvakavharwa last week. Saka varikuudzwa kuti ngavagare kudzimba dzavo, but vari kuramba kugara kudzimba dzavo. Vari kuenda kumapark kunotamba nevana, because hezvi uchiona kuti zuva rabuda, taenda pasama ipapo. Vanhu vari kuramba, vari kuenda mashops, vari kutenga hwahwa masupermarkets nemabookstore vene unomwa kumaparks. Saka hanzi nhasi uno British Prime Minister Boris Johnson vari kutosangana nevamwe vavo, the defense commander, emapurisa, MI5 vese vainonzi COBRA meeting, panoitwa decision yekuti koitwa seiko from mangwana kuzoenderera mberi.
Tinoona zvakare tanzwa nhau dziri kurwadza zvakanyanya kuti kuZimbabwe kwawanikwa iko kuchiita rufu. Zororo Makamba, mwana wava James Makamba, awanikwa iye achishaya. Zvichinzi izvo ashaya kubva kune chirwere icho checoronavirus. Munofunga kuti izvi zvingabate vazhinji here kuti vachinyatsozva kuti chirwere ichi chokwadi chinouraya?
But zvinoitika kuZimbabwe nezvekuti uyu Zororo Makamba akauya achibva kuNew York. New York toziva kuti United States ikoko ndopane chirwere ichocho. Saka angaenda kuNew York akabva kuya kuZimbabwe ana kuenda kuno coronate inozichi quarantine angosuka chipinda kuairport havana kana mbomuona kuti munhu ana kumira zvakanaka kana ane temperature saka akazorwara akaendeswa kuchipatara saka pari zvino nenyaya yekuti munhu ari popular tikati munhu anozivikanwa that's why vanhu veZimbabwe vakutoudzwa kuti because munhu anozivikanwa kana zvingazivikanwe taisingazivi kuti Zororo Makamba afa nechirwere ichi because izvozvo vanga vasingakwanisi kuviga kuti kune munhu apa because zvaingobuda musocial media kana maindependent newspapers kuti Zororo Makamba asha nechirwere checoronavirus saka that's why government yeZimbabwe yabva yataura kuti kune munhu afa nechirwere ichochi ndofunga kune vanhu vakawanda vari kurwara nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus kuZimbabwe but pari zvino hakusi kuitwa matest saka hapana munhu anoziva kuti vangane vanhu kuudzwa kuti kune vanhu 3 vanhu ava vanhu vaenda kuchipatara varwara but vanhu vana vasina kurwara kana vasina kuenda kuthis private hospital havazivikanwa kuti vari kurwara nechirwere checoronavirus.
Yes, thank you so much, Ezra, from that end. Sasilo baba lapha ke uSmile Vikinduku. Smile Vikinduku, kunjani fowethu?
Ngiyaphila tibo njani?
Hey, siyaphila kakhulu ngaphi khonapho ke Vikinduku?
Lana ngisePretoria, Mamelodi, eSouth Africa.
Ye, kunjani khonapho?
Ngathi mina la ngikhona kuselokishini abantu barelaxile ababonisi ukuqakatheka noma kwezimemezelo ezenziwa uhulumende ngokuba abantu basahamba free lelokishini kodwa ke engakusho ukuthi thina esisebenzayo noma esisebenza ngaphandle kwelokishi emasabhabhu la esingathi khona kugcwele abamhlophe noma abanemali sokulimazile kakhulu siyakubona imithelela yakhona ngokuba noma sithi semsebenzini
ungathalazi kakhulu
thina abanye abantu
khuluma ungathalazi kakhulu ithi volume yakhamba
okay ngithi mina esengubonile so far ikuthi emalokishini abantu barelaxile is few individual eneuyezwa nabantu uma bexoxa bengikhuluma namanye amajiti zo atizofika njani epakini thina singayanga phetheka yabona so abantu basasenaleyo ignorance ukuthi elokishini ngeke ingene kodwa masithi siyakhangela njengami mina la ngisebenzela khona I'm a waiter
yes
so into noma manje uma uthi emsebenzini so uyobhalisa igama ukuthi ukhona because no customers akuzima customer there's no movement ekhona and then akhona umthetho South Africa siuvalile ukuthi utshwala usathengiswa of which thina mostly we're relying on alcohol ukwenza imali yabona so sokuba difficult for thina because even though sibalekela le coronavirus fana nje lokuvika induku kwalandihloka ngoba singayibalekela kodwa kusala esikhwameni abaningi bethu sizolamba
so you think ukuthi vele asoze lithole imali inangwena
thina asoze sibe nemali because mangithi ngiyakhangela abantu engiphila nabo around is either abanye baku hospitality industry of which iyo vele eqala ukulimala abelunga abasezi kuzokudla abanye bakuma Uber ku e-hailing service nakhona sebelimele because akusena abagibeli even nalawo abasebenza emakhishini okwamanje nabo bayakhala bayamiswa ukuthi uzosilethela i-coronavirus from Texas so mina okwamanje ngifila i-pocket more than yona i-corona yazwisisa so yazisingena vele yabe sizoqedelela lokhu osokukhona
so for the benefit of those who don't understand isiNdebele what Mr. Vikinduku is saying is that the situation is very bad in South Africa so he's saying that you know he's a waiter and there's no business apparently nothing and I guess Mr. Vikinduku you also fear serving people right
yes
so what do you do under those circumstances you can understand that
I'll send a choice okwamanje sokumele lawe uthathe those precautions for example ukuwasha izandla ukusanitize izandla mafika ama-customer siyasanitize but there are few may find out ukuthi maybe you choose to be an average of 30 customers a day you get only one or two customers so vele manje ukuthi just to keep umsebenzi wami safe than ukwenza imali uyabona
yes yabona
so it's really really bad
no thank you so much and we hope you are going to be safe there
Asethembe njalo baba, asethembe njalo. Salinde uRamaphosa lapha bathi uzokhuluma ngo-past 7.
So
asazi ukuthi ama-measures abazowathatha awuphi. But into engayisho ukuthi abantu bakithi especially abaseZimbabwe kumele si siyithathe lephezulu lendaba, because at least la eSouth Africa for the government which is doing something of which is a good thing. Singabe ignorant isizela ukuthi ibamba abantu abanemali, ibamba abamhlophe. Seyifikile i-corona, so khonokho esikutshelayo asikulandeleni, kanokuthi thina sithi no, thina we're not affected, because ekugcineni thina siyosafara, yabona. Benga-encourage nabantu bakithi ukuthi especially aba-travel ekhaya unnecessarily abame kancane, because siyasazi i-situation elapha nokuthi njani.
Mina
warata ngigulele lana e-South Africa bengithuke, but I know ukuthi i-cancer ayithona. But ma usiyekhaya kwehlula abantu abanemali aba-connected, ugovernment wakithi akayenzi enough. So ngcono ngifele lapha than ukuthi ngiye eZimbabwe, ngiyofela eZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Maviki Nduku. So ungakhatha ilokhu zeni yakho, ikamera yakho. Siyabonga kakhulu, ungathina lokusasa baba. Uye ungakhatha khona manje.
Alright, kubonga mina baba.
Okay, bye bye. So what he's saying, Mavulas, is that you know, Zimbabweans should stop traveling from South Africa to Zimbabwe, because he says at least in South Africa there's a bit of care in terms of hospitals and all those kind of things. But in Zimbabwe he's saying it could be a bit of a challenge. Now that there's even one person who has actually died in the country, and that is Zororo Makamba, who died today.
And Gibbs, as you know, Zororo's father actually stays in South Africa. He's been in South Africa for a while now. So I think it kind of rings a bell now for Zimbabweans to see just how fatal this disease can be. As the panema move to Katara and Awobi South Africa, over your Facebook page, and UFU, Shona, Vachitimo, Mabasa Parishino, Nyanyawa, Emma Waiter, Nemam, Barunzi, Overtones, Vambo, Mira, Nikutin, Shimbo, Zakawanda, Zinet Washaku, Mira Nation, Kuchiwa, Zakafarwa, cannot know for Wakungo, Ashomanana. Vanga wachita think vanofa kuma 6 kana nguva dzakadaro, but vangwari kutoshikira kuti mwedzi uno zvinhu zvichaomera vanhu vakawanda, nekuti vanenge vasisina mari yekuti vatumirewo kumusha kuti vari kumusha vawanikwewo vachibatsirwa padambudziko iroro recoronavirus. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa. Ameno Ezra, uri kuzvionawo sei ikoko kuBritain? Hurumende pane zvairi kuita here?
Baba Chisa, uloku kuona? Mbona azani ke lapha stream yetu.
These are self-employed.
Yes, go ahead.
Vanofanira kuenda kunoclaima ma benefits. There's what you call universal benefit. Wabatsira vanhu vari self-employed vachabvisirwa 3 months kuti vasabhadhare tax. Then vanogara kudzimba hapana vanofanira kubhadhara rent for the next 3 months, vanongobva mahara. Saka vanhu vese vasingashandi vagara vachipiwa ma benefits. Vaya vanoshanda vachabhadhara salary ye 80% to all the workers, company yavo yobhadhara 20%.
Saka ungaone zvakadai zvichizoitwa here kune nyika dziri kuAfrica takatarisa seZimbabwe?
Aiwa, haya, ipapo hapana, kwete. Iwe uchitarisa zvipatara zvifanana nembilo, vanaparare nyato, pane zvino kutoni groove. Ndo hospital infectious hospital kuna mabhedhi anosvika only 17 beds, kuti vanhu vakarwara kuvulawaya hatizi kuti vachaenda kupi. Vanhu vakarwara kugwero havazikani kuti vachaenda kupi. Vakarwara kushurugwi kwese kwese uku pipo havazivi kuti vachaenda kupi. Saka pane zvinongomirwa Harare Wilkins Hospital neTone Group ichocho. Tone Group yacho yatarisa, inototarisa the whole region, Masvingo, Midlands nematevelerand.
What measures some of the governments overseas? I know in Canada, for example, they were also saying they are going to be helping out. The government will be helping out the people. Even here in America, Gibbs, I think Congress is trying to see how they can also be able to help the industry that has been affected. And also, I think the president said they were going to be giving out some kind of stimulus to all the citizens in America, you know. But so I'd ask him that, do you see something like this happening in places like Zimbabwe and South Africa? So he's saying he doesn't think so, because currently the hospitals are underfunded, government doctors are not yet fully back to work. So he doesn't see this thing, you know, that we are seeing overseas, what other governments are doing overseas happening in Africa and Zimbabwe. So.
Yeah, Baba Chisa, nasikhangela sibili okwenzakalayo khona manje. Siyabona ukuthi eBritani abanye abantu abayenzi lokuthiwa yi-self-isolation. So ke kuhamba njani khona?
Abantu laba balenkani. Inkani zabo yizisiza ukuthi ke uhulumende lo afake imithetho. Ngizona ngitshela kulo mhlangano ukhanya kuzafaka umthetho ukuthi kugcine ukuthi kuzothiwa yi-lockdown esiyibona eSpain, esiyibona e-Italy. Esiyibona eFrance ukuthi akusela umuntu ovunyelwa songona kule curfew songona lempini nxa sokunjalo kwezafaka bebutho ukuthi bangene.
So ibutho asoze lethusa abantu khonapa?
Hayi, ibutho lalapha kalethisa abantu level nje liphuza ukuthi bele endlini namapholisi kutsho ukuthi kungehlula because ufaka khona ibutho kuyaqala amapholisi bengeza inkani amapholisi ezofakwa kebebutho ukuthi babisele abantu endlini ngapha ngabatshaye bakutshela kuhle bakuchazisele ukuthi bele endlini yabo.
So, okay, let's go back to Marvelous. Marvelous, can you tell us your experience in terms of working from home? How difficult is this?
You know, it's been challenging. This morning, actually, I was actually offline because my internet had gone down. So people couldn't get hold of me. So some thought maybe, you know, something bad had happened. You know, those are the teething problems that we're seeing because this is the first time, especially for you and I, Gibbs, for us to be working from home. And also, just, you know, for other people. So we now have to have that mindset that, you know, you can have problems like no internet connection, you know. So once you don't have internet, you can't do these lives. So you can't be informing people what's going on. So I think, you know, but it's also got its own benefits that you can actually get more done because you don't have other disturbing elements around you. So I think, you know, there are benefits and also there are challenges, you know, with working from home. But I have to say, you know, it's been good to be able to actually keep informing people about what's going on. This is real-time reporting that we're doing. So it's an uncharted course, but we are, you know, setting up history right now.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Marvelous. Marvelous, lapho uyasitshela ukuthi yena uphila njani khona ngale lapha khona endlini yakhe. Lami ngikhona ngapha ke eBattlesville, eMaryland. Esengifake nje okuyistudio okuncane liyakubona lapha esikhona lapha esithoba sikhona silo Marvelous kanye noEzra Chisa Sibanda. So lapha-ke esikubonayo ukuthi kungaba nzima ye ukusebenzela endlini kodwa kumele umuntu aphume le minye nje imicabango ethize ukuze thi usebenzele endlini ukuthi unike abantu kuphela ofise ukubanika khona. So what I'm saying here, Marvelous, is that, you know, the moment you are working from home, you come out with certain ideas, new ideas and fresh things that we are doing. Like right now, we are using BeLive.tv.
Yeah, you have and to be that, innovative.
Yes, so we need to be very innovative. So, Chisa, are you working these days down there or people are not working at all? What's going on?
The problem, what I'm supposed to do, I can't do. I can't travel. I can't do this because of the restrictions or what we've been taught. So definitely it won't be easy. But because of technology like yours, we can do this thing while we're at home. We can work. Like now, people are up to date with information which we give.
Yes.
Information, the news, Studio 7 still supplies news, still gives news to everybody listening. Nothing passes without our listeners and our viewers actually knowing what is going on around them.
I think Regani Van der Pindra Papo.
Yes, go ahead.
Regani Kufunz one day could see Kushandira Kumba, Kwaka Oma Sea, cannot Kuri, Kwaka Pava Sea. And the Pindra in the city in Washington, D.C. Parish. Nasi Chaye, a Mangwana in the Tards of Tindu, Kwanson Kentucky, and the Ramu Kubasa Kongunia, internet Yanga and Bodona. Saka nguwa yakadai vazhinji havasi kushandawo kumakambani eInternet nezvimwe so kuti iwe uzokwanisa manje kubatana vazvinonetsa asi zvatipa mukana nguva ino yekuti tikwanise kunge tichikuunzirai zvimwe zvidobidobi sezvatikukupai pari zvino kuti tauya nemamwe mapackage manga musiri kuziya ekuti tinogona kunzwa kubva kune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuti zvakamira sei uyezve kuti vanhu vari kurarama sei saka ndozvimwewo zvatikusangana nazvo pakushanda tiri kumba. Yes, it says Studio 7 was changed. We do Paris, you know, to touch and that to Kumba. No, to do Israel, you to quit. I could hear we saw a damn zero coronavirus. Saka, Kuskutika, or Kumba, not one of Urubita, Basarakato, and Kunda come with me, or Basaniputi. Unengo, you fungus, you wish it. zvaunogona kuita kuti basa rekutefenyura riite nyore. Saka ndozvimwe zvatikutarisana nazvo pari zvino.
Yee, kula vantu vati kumere vangene kona pake kusvo sinetemba lokuti vazabuya vasijoine njengakona kukurira umavhera simuhlanganya uye oti usebenzela endlini lami ngisebenzela endlini. So ungabe kuzima sibini ukuthi usebenzele endlini xa unto engxe nxa usebenza abantwana babe bebuya bezekudonisa amabhulugu lapha ethi dedi buya ngapha mama buya ngapha. Kungani kungaba njalo kodwa ke nxa sebekhulile kungconywana. So ngibone ke kulabanye abantu utshisa akade bekhipha amavidiyo besebenzela ezindlini. Omunye uthola umuntu ezegijimisana nabantwana ngapho uzabe ukuthi uyenze okwenzayo. Kwaba khona lo munye ke ukhipha ividiyo yakhe egijimisa imbuzi. You know, imbuzi lezi kade zibuye evali speech kumbe ngumuntu okucreatileyo asilashiwa lapho kodwa ke khona umuntu usebenzela endlini kungani sometimes kuyahlekisa kodwa kumnani
umuntu osebenzela uhulumende bezama ukuthi enze ispeech sakhe
anti uyabonani.
So umphambane Africa le.
Yeah, so when we look at Zimbabwe itself, no, now you are a Zimbabwean and you are supposed to be remitting something to the country, and right now things are not going well for people in the diaspora. So in essence, what are people going to do for their relatives, for their parents, for everybody back home there, for their kids? Baba Swat, what do you think?
The Zimbabweans, they are the breadwinners, especially those who are living in the United Kingdom. They have to support their families back home. When they are worried now that they can't save for those who are using online transactions and all that. But they are worried that if those offices in Zimbabwe, they close down, where they transact money to, where their families pick the money from, if they close down, then that's going to be a big, big, big issue. They pray that Zimbabwe, they won't force all those money changers to close down. Because if they close down, then there's a big problem for our troops. So we hope and they trust that it won't close down. Marvelous asked a question saying, do you think Zimbabwe, the people can, the governments can do it? They cannot, because when they can't help 94% of the population unemployed, when they start saying we'll give those employed people some money, then it'll be a disaster. Here in the United Kingdom, or in America, or in Europe, they can afford to pay the unemployed people unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
But those Zimbabweans, they don't receive such.
Yeah,
I won't find a single civil amount of money. Yeah, abantu bayathola imali labangasebenziyo, bayathola izindlu zokuhlala labangasebenziyo, bayahola ngeviki zonke labangasebenziyo. Kathesi ke sikhangele eZimbabwe kulabantu bafika kumbe 94% abangasebenziyo, vele kabayithola imali ukuthi kabasebenzi. Kungakho uhulumende weZimbabwe ngeke ancedise labantu abasebenzayo ukuthi nizabaholisa xa bemise umsebenzi. Angeke kwenze ngoba le mali kalayo ungahlupha kakhulu, ungaba nomsindo onzima ngoba laba abangasebenziyo vele abaholi imali. Njalo esuke esabayo ukuthi laba abathunyelwa ke imali izihlobo zabo bengapha, kungavalwa amahofisi kumbe kuvalwa amakampani la athumela imali eZimbabwe, kuthi bona abantu beZimbabwe baza kufa ngoba ke abantu beZimbabwe abaningi imajorithi igcinwa ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe.
Marvelous, can you join in there?
Yes, I think uchikutaurwa na mukoma Ezra chiri kureti izvozvo nokuti ndandabvunza mubvunzo wekuti munoona here hurumende dzakadai seZimbabwe neSouth Africa dzichizokwanisa kubatsira vanenge vasina kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa kana kuti vaive vari kushandira kumba sezvatiri kuita izvi. Nokuti kunana Europe nemuno muAmerica vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vaiv kubatsira kana zvinhu zvikaoma. Tanzwa kuti kuBritain vamwe vanogara muZimba havasi kubhadhara rent kwemwedzi mitatu, zvinobatsira izvozvo uyezve kunana Europe nekumoo. Mukoma chisa vabvataura vakati kuZimbabwe handifunga kuti zvinogona kuitika izvozvo, nekuti pari zvino vari kutotadza ivo kuti vakwanise kuwanikwa vachibatsira kunzvimbo dzakadai sezvipatara nezvimwe. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kutarisa ipo pana kuti zvii zvingaitike tikamboti isusu Zimbabwe nhasi taona chokwadi nyika yagodoka nekushayika kwaZororo Makamba, mwana wavaJames Makamba, asi tida kuzoona kuti chii chichaitika mune ramangwana. Nyanya takatarisawo nevamwewo vanhu zvavo, nekuti sekutaura kwaita mukoma Ezra, kushaya kwamukoma Zororo Makamba kwawanikwa iko kuchiiswa pamedia nekuti munhu anozivikanwa. asi dai pashaikwa munhu asingazivikanwe taizoziva here ndo mubvunzo mumwe watoda kubvunza iwoyo uyezve kuti kushaika uku kuchabatsira here kuti vanhu vanyatsoziva kuti zvechokwadi chirwere ichi chinouraya uyezve kana zvichibvira vanhu ngavasamhuresana vanhu ngavaite iyeye yatukita yekuti garai kudzimba uyezve musawanikwa imi muchienda panzvimbo dzine vanhu vakawanda uyezve ukanzwa iwewe miri wako uchipisa uchiita kunge wane flu nefiva nezvimwe zvakadaro tsvaga kwaungaende kuchiremba kuti muonekwe kuti haisiriyo here coronavirus iyoyi saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutaura ipo pano Gibbs
ye ngena kuona pokuitisa
ya into ilakumavhela sekuruma ngave kutwa sachelo
kuti maybe just to ask in the UK there we saw a lot of people crying especially the men about the lack of football on TV how bad yes. is this
actually what they are saying now they are saying the mental health should press itself for many cases because a lot of people will suffer from mental health problems like anxiety, depression. Already now people, there are videos circulating here, people crying that I can't take it anymore. I've been 14 years in the house. I can't say they are weak, but these people, they are so easily, when something happens like this, they're easily traumatized.
Yeah.
So much anxiety around. I've got a neighbor here, an old lady who is crying like a baby every day. So
what?
You can tell this woman needs mental health assistance. But what is happening now, the NHS here, the doctors here, they are not attending
yeah.
to such cases. Any mm-hmm. other thing, it is coronavirus all over.
I know I'm asking that question, but I have to share also that yesterday I managed to step out to go to the supermarket. When I came back, there was a man, a black American man sitting outside, and he said, I'm literally going crazy because he said he couldn't stand being in the house for so long. And he said that he has a breathing disease, but when he went to the hospital, they checked him and then checked his temperature and told him that, look, you don't have coronavirus, so we are not attending to anything other than coronavirus. So he was sent home.
Yes.
But he said he's going crazy because he doesn't have people to talk to. So, I don't know, like you say, Chisa, there are going to be a lot of mental health issues, but also, I think it gives people, especially those with family and young family, a chance to get to know your kids. Because, mm-hmm. especially here in America, people are literally working, long hours. When they get home, the kids are sleeping, so they don't really have enough time
yes.
to spend with the
but
kids.
So maybe
there are also pros and cons of this
yes.
stay-at-home
yeah, but,
vibe
but,
that we're seeing.
Yeah. But if you see what is happening, shall I say something about that?
Yes, go ahead. Just, yes.
What has happened here, the police are reporting that they are receiving more cases of domestic violence than ever before.
Why?
These people, they are not used to living together. So at the moment now, already people, 14 days sitting together, the father, the wife and the husband, maybe this man is always in the pubs drinking, was going for football. Now there are so many arguments. The police were actually saying that we are receiving so much telephone calls from domestic violence and the cases, they've never attended to so many cases ever.
Wow.
Yeah, kukanya ngazani konoko kunye anguchisa kungawe kule kline songoba. Kukanya ngazani lakwe South Africa kukunjalo kwe zindao. Mwana bantu bati. Tungaba kantala kulu benda wanyo kuya tupa. Koto wake, kukungani kukungani kuchaya kuchinchiziwe kuti nga ula bantu wana konapa wantu ya kusebenza mchokocho wabendo sebenze nga suchaisa ausayensi lukana kutu ya ngena kutransport ile estimela kumbinjo zinjalo we have sentin so kuba lulu kuti kube lukuzi kachana nji koke la bantu wana koke la yungako indyo zinjalo koto wazi nisikati kwezi kutu sebenze kakulu wazebenza kakulu nga uloku zama ama kringa lapa ungani kungahlupa mbichana kodwa guys bona ngazani kuyasebenza kasivi so singazi ukuthi marvelous what is the experience of certain people concerning youngsters? You've got a young boy and
yes.
you've seen how they behave. How do they do this?
The millennials have a different take on this.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials, we have to keep reiterating that this
yes.
thing is serious because left to their own devices. There's this saying that is going around, if I die, I die.
Yeah.
From the millennials.
Yeah.
But ndo vanhu vatirikuda kuti ivo vanyatsodzidza kuti chirwere ichi zvechokwadi chinouraya uyezve tirikuda kuti tizovaona vari vana baba vemangwana vana amai vemangwana nekuti vechidiki especially mateenager nevamwe havasi kunyatsotora even muno muamerica wavunza kuti you have a young son yes I do and I have to check on him every day to say where are you socially distancing because we don't live together what are you doing he's at college so you know he's living with his cousin what are you doing right now have you eaten are you going to the shops if you're going to the shops do you have gloves you know saka zvimwewo zvatikutarisa izvozvo kuti vechidiki kwavari ivo havasi kunyatsotora chirwere ichi sechirwere chiri kuuraya asi ndonyaya iri kuramba ichitaurwa iyoyi nekuti as you know Gibbs kunoku yanga iri spring break break iyo inoitwa pakati pevari kucollege saka vazhinji vakaenda kunzvimbo dzakadai seflorida nekumwewo uyezve magavhena nevamwe vemunzvimbo iyi vakutoita zvokutoti vakushandisa mapurisa kuti vadzinge vechidiki ava kubva kunzvimbo idzi nekuti vechidiki havasi kuda kubva ikoko vachiti ivo aiwa regai timbonakidzwa asi chirwere ichi zvechokwadi chiriko uyezve tiri kutoramba tichitsinhira zuva nezuva nyanya kuvana vechidiki kuti aiwa munofanira kuziva kuti kana nguva yawanikwa iyoyi iri yekuti manzi imimi garai mumba musawanikwe muchibuda panze kana kuita zvimwe zvakadaro so yes your question you know is very relevant that the millennials we have to keep schooling them that this disease is real and that if they've been ordered to stay indoors you know to self-isolate they need to do it but you have to really it's a you know cat and mouse dog you have to be continually checking up on them
yes so Chisa these youngsters yes come in there
I wanted to say something again this unfortunate event this unfortunate incident which happened with the death of Uzororo it can also help to actually enlighten the depth of this disease to the young children. Because they will see this thing doesn't choose whoever you are, whether you've got money, whether you're young. Because a lot of people are saying, Kushana Watala, old people and all that. But now that they see someone as young as him dying, so it might also help to wake them up to see that this disease is dangerous.
Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we're unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Makatirira chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Selusizi ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezulu kwamandla ethu ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo
Yeah
so is really dangerous so when we look at colleagues now at work how do we relate to them This social distancing, marvelous. How are you doing?
You know, it's interesting actually because I think we have to play it by ear. It's a new territory that we are all chatting. But I think it's you just have to keep in touch. That's the one thing that I know now. Because the minute you fall off the radar, people are thinking maybe you also got the coronavirus because it's not discriminating who gets affected. That's the one thing that we all have to remember. You and I, Gibbs, anybody can get it. And we need to keep, you know, reiterating that to people that, you know, why we are being asked to self-isolate, it's, you know, it's very important so that if there are colleagues at work, if we're in one environment where there are like 100 people, we don't want to now contaminate everybody. So at least, because it's like a flu, if you're self, you know, isolating, you can get treated by yourself and at least not pass it to the next person. So I think it's an uncharted territory, but it's one that we can learn from. Because this is, it's revolutionary, actually, when I look at it. It's forced broadcasters to be working from home. Who would have thought that a whole show is being actually prepared from home? So I think, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be innovative, but also self-care is very important. So my number one thing is just keep in touch with your colleagues no matter what.
Yes. So, Chisa, you once told me about this lady that you used to. You're always shaking hands. You're always greeting each other in a very nice way. But now you're supposed to greet each other using feet. You know, you're just tapping your feet. And she's not happy.
Yeah,
tell us a bit about it.
She's like my mom. Yeah, she's a white lady. She's about the next door, yeah, 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
She always come to try and say, how are you, how are you? Like, treats me like son. Where maybe once a clock to be fixed, he calls me. So normally she loved to be hugging me every time, kissing on the cheek and chicken. So these days I'm trying to distance myself from her. Mm. And then she appeared very angry and grumpy, and she didn't like it at all. Then I tried to explain why. Told her, mommy, there's no way we can do this. But you know, the older people, they don't understand. She's slightly old, so she doesn't understand. I was telling her, trying to educate her. I've actually fixed the TV to show her news and say, can you just check here? You're 65 years old, so you must check here, mom, whatever is happening. So she's saying, now I told her how to do it, you wash your hands, do this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes she doesn't understand. She thinks that maybe I'm thinking badly of her, that she's too touching me.
Yeah, I will find something to get in there.
Let me just chime in. Yeah. I'm very surprised that you're saying this is your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, cultural norms, especially at home, require us to just, you know, respect our elders, to shake hands. But it has to change now. Being in the UK, I'm very impressed with what you're saying about this lady. But this is now where your communication skills have to work, where you have to say, I still love you. But for us to keep loving each other, we can't greet.
Mm. And that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough, Chisa. All of a sudden, they're going to kato umbo abalonge na kweyi. Ngakunjalo ngesindebele.
Eh, ukunjalo ke. Ugogo lapha ke uMary, ugogo engafika sinhlala lapha ngasajoyelana kakhulu. Uyanthanda, uyahlanda ukuze ngAfrica landlane. Manje kathe sisejala ubingelela ngoba uyathanda ukuthi angihage angiqabuthe ezihlathini ethi my son. Manje nxaze ngumtshela ukuthi mina gogo kulezi nsuku akusayenzi konke lokho, ngicela ukuthi singabambani. Ngithi ngivikela la kuwe gogo ukuthi inxinga kuthelela kule nto leyo lokuthi ukubonele kwenyuz, kodwa mina ngaboni ngamnike yena uzawuthatha ngaphuma endlini. So manje ungangakumphathi kahle lokho, achelesanga ngendlela angikhona. Ngingazama ukumthonisa khonaphana ngibone esithi isandla nje, esithi isandla lokhana ukuthi vele uyacapha ukuthi umntanami siyenze kanjani.
So marvelous in terms of greeting people, you know. Tap, whatever, shoulders, are you doing it?
I think I like this one, the namaste, this one. I haven't tried the feet and the elbows, I don't know, but this one I've done a lot, and people seem to appreciate it because it's more humble. Really respectful. Without extending your hand or without using your elbows or your feet. But for the younger ones, obviously, when I go all my elbows, the feet, I see in Droga, you have not in Namaste, yet in there. Do you
understand? Unfortunately, I haven't met so many friends. I've been in this bunker for a while now. And so when I go to the shops, I wave at friends, just waving, simple wave, hi. And there's a guy that I'm used to, you know, is from Ethiopia. He loves talking and I love talking, you know. So these days we've got some bit of distance and we're sitting, you know, about 5 meters apart. And you are saying, oh, this thing is killing friendship, literally. So I said, but for the good of our lives, we should stand near each other. So, but he's a very good brother. He has been in USA for 26 years. And he's a guy that shows you around and tells you a lot about, you know, how you get settled here. So, anyway, ongani nje kuyahlupa lapha ke Chisa ukuthi abantu ngazani vele igap yangkhona iyahlala ikhona kodwa iyanceda. So, when I want kuyanceda kakhulu khona.
Kuyasinceda kakhulu. Mina vele ngitshayela izandla ke Studio 7 ukuthi kwenzakale lokhu ukuthi you didn't fail to deliver for the people. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
With the city, self-isolating, quarantine, say Studio 7 is closed for 3 months. There's no radio, there's nothing.
That would be a crisis.
Kill a lot of people.
Yeah, that would be a crisis.
It was, Yeah, it will be a crisis because I moved around Zimbabwe, all the areas of Zimbabwe. You know, when I'm at home, I love traveling around.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just telling me about Studio 7, about Studio 7. Can you imagine, say, 3 months, you've got no radio?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to get into depression.
Yeah, and even sports. I mean, you're a sports guy. So how is the...
Yes.
How are you taking it?
No, it's not easy. It's not easy.
Because I can see a TV set behind you. And there's some comedy behind you there. So
you know what the problem here in UK? All the soap, all the dramas they've been suspended, they're not recording. So what they're doing, they're playing old things of the 80s, 90s.
Wow.
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people here believe that it is like a war. Some of the people, the older people I spoke to, who said they saw the World War II and all that, they're talking about such a thing that this is exactly like World War II, or is it even worse now?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
World War II could go and cram together and be in somewhere safer place where there are many. But this time you have to be alone.
Mm, marvelous.
Mm-hmm. I wanna in the panyayo ye kuti shusakadai se Studio 7 takwani separation ukura mbati shungo pa kuravan now vashinji shuchokwadi baru kutumira ma WhatsApp nishimo vashita you guys safe tukungo kunzwe msi broadcaster muru broadcaster muri kupi saka shuchokwadi tunutora mkana uno kuti tino shuwira kuti sharamba tishikwanza kuita ish uye jema funza panyaya ye na uze mitambo. Ehe, vazhinji, tukona fanike padandemtandere Twitter, Facebook, ne Instagram. Parizvino pakanyarara nenyaya iyo yekuti mitambo. So, I think vanhu vakawanda, as you said, Ezra, my mental health issues, achauya zvakare nenyaya iyo yekuti mitambo hapana, but takaona zvakare kuine vamwe vakashaya mamaneja emamwe matimu, kana kuti vaimbomaneja mamwe matimu. Saka izvi zvaita kuti vanhu vazive kuti chokwadi chirwere chinogona kubata vatambi venhabvu, mamaneja nevamwewo taona parizvino Zororo Makamba kuZimbabwe ari kunzi ashaya munhu anga ari mushamarari aiita mabasa akasiyana-siyana achishandawo munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka zvese izvozvo izvo zvichatora nguva kuti vanhu vazonyatsozoti zvechokwadi paipe ranga riri gore rekorona. Do you remember tichikura tainzi kwava kune gore renzara?
Yeah, and influenza, eh? We had all those. And insects and all those kind of things. Yes.
Vanenge vakunzi vana vakazvarwa gore rekorona. Saka tichaona vana vakawanda munana December. Tichaona mabhezi tichaona nevana vakawanda. Vamwe vana quarantine ana corona. So
and then there is another.
Umavela siqinisile nge self isolating le. Abantwana bazagcwala ngo December. Kuzazala abantwana ne December January. Ukhale kabe abantwana abaningi kakhulu.
Yeah. And ngasikhangela futhi kule issue le. Yeah, obesity, you know.
Yeah.
So how are you avoiding eating a lot? Cheese?
Interesting is that when you take a fruit in your hand, you have to have a lot of appetite.
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of fruit, so you have to stretch. You have to walk, you have to walk 2 kilometers. 3 kilometers, but you have to have a lot
of
food. Yeah. So you have to have a lot of food. You have to have a lot of
So, Marvelous, how are you containing the eating problem?
You know, it's given me now time to actually sit down and do some recipes and stuff, and to also self-reflect on my health.
Mm-hmm.
Saka, for me, it's not really an issue because now I'm actually eating better because I can say I have breakfast, lunch, and then dinner because I'm at home. Either than when I'm at work, I sometimes grab this and that. But also I take time to go outside and just walk around and try and, you know, exercise a little bit. But I think inguwa yekuti kana urikumba, inguwa yekuti kana uine zvimwezvo zvaunga usinga kwanisa kuita nekuti uri kubasa, ndo nguwa yekuzviita. Nguwa yekumboplana mameals evana neako. Nekuti I think zvatidzidzisa nyaya yeself-care as well. Kuti iwe ukasakwanisa kuzvichengeta hapana mumwe munhu anogona kuzvichengeta except iwewe. Saka inoi nguva yatiri kupiwa namwari kuti timbotarisa mukati kunyatsoona kuti zvii zvaungagadzira about your life. Kana uine urumba mako paweekend pakadaro wombotora nguva uchiklina uchiita zvimwe zvakadaro. Kana zvinhu zvakawandisa mumba wotora uchipekapeka wopowo vamwe vanotambura. So I think for me it's actually a good time to just self-reflect. And also,
right.
I do take time to exercise a little bit, but there is a tendency to overeat. You're right.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Kube lapha maps just ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi umkhuhlane lo osubule lanto wadlula ke 15,000. Eh sibakhumbuze njalo lokuthi ke asebebanje sebedlula 350,000. Abantu asebebanje. Thina ngabe UK sokufika 303. Siselapho njalo ama Olympic Games, ama countries like Canada, UK, and all that, they are saying they won't send their athletes to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So the Olympic organizing committee is now sitting to reconsider or to think about whether to postpone or not. I don't see countries sending their athletes to Japan.
Yeah.
Come June.
And we see
so
that
the Olympics might be postponed.
And we see that, Chisa, you follow a lot of soccer. Ateta and others said this coronavirus. So now, what do people say? If Ateta can have it, how about me? Maybe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So does it have an impact? Actor, yeah.
The Hollywood actor Ebba.
Yes.
The Hollywood actor Ebba.
Yeah, Idris. Yeah.
You see, it can attack anyone. All that theology that it doesn't attack the black person, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen what has happened to Zorro.
Yes, yeah. Now let me see how you understand this thing. Marvelous, I'll start with you because our time is almost up. So now, what are people supposed to do in terms of, you know, not contracting this thing? Washing hands, whatever.
I think, you know, just what you normally do if you get a flu. Don't go out there and start sneezing into people's, you know, spaces. Wash your hands, self-isolate, and take care of yourself, because I'm not hearing that there's a cure anyway, but I think whatever it is that you normally take for flu, just take that and try to stay healthy. So kunawo vakateerera gives us unza iye kuti unochisha unonzwisisa nezvechirwere ichi uye zvevanhu vanofanira kuita sei ndikati nini chirwere ichi chakangoda kufana neflu saka kana ukaona iwe kuti waakuchinzwa uri kuhotsira uri kukosora uri kunzwa kupera miri uri kunzwa kupiswa fever gara kumba enda kwadokta wononzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri asi chakanyanyokosha ndechekuti usaenda uchihotsirira vamwe uyezve geza maoko wongoita zvaunoita kana uine flu uchinwa ginger lemon tea nezvimwe zvakadaro asi zvakanaka kuti uende kuna chiremba kuti unonzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri kana achikwanisa kunge achikupa mushonga wokupa mushonga asi chandanyanyodzidza pari zvinhu ndechekuti gara uri wega. Self-isolation is very, very important.
So now, Marvelous, I was talking to a guy in Lupane. His name is Love Momoyo. You know, he said to me, Gibbs, the problem that we have here is we don't have money to buy soap. So that's right. And there's no water, you know, where he is. So he says, under those circumstances, what can he do? You know?
I think even though, you know, when there's shortage of water or whatever, the little water that's there, at least before you eat, wash your hands. Because they are saying that, you know, kanaukashibata kumeso, you know, do your eyes.
And you shouldn't touch yourself as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they say don't touch yourself.
Yeah.
Self-contaminate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only in Plumtree, by the way. Also in Harare, in the cities, there's no water.
Yes.
But the little water that's there, at least before you eat, try to wash your hands, because ukatanga kujika, chikapinda manje mukati muzvobva zvakanganisika. Zvakangoda kufana neflu yekuti ukahotsirira vanhu nezvinhu zvakadaro. Saka I think I can actually understand his concern, because it's not only in Plumtree, the water issue is everywhere.
In Lukani,
but the
yes.
little water that's mm-hmm. there, please wash your hands.
Right, Chisa, ubona njani kuno kuke ngamafutshane point.
Pamafitshane yokuthi ke kulobunzima kakhulu ikakhulu abantwini besekhaya. Okuqakathekile nxa uvela phandle uvela ngapha umele ugeza izandla okuzwayo. Nxa amanzi engekho ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunzima ukuthi ungazibambi ebusweni. Kumele ungabamba. Ungabamba umzimba wakho yonke indawo. Kodwa ungabambi ilihlo, ungabamba amakhala, ungabambi iface, ungabambi umlomo wakho. Lapho engena khona i-coronavirus ayingeni kwenye indawo. Ngapha lokho kuthiwa ama-pose sebekhulumela ama-scientist ukuthi ungaze ubhukuke ngapha kayingeni kodwa ngena ngapha uphefumula khona emehlweni lemakhaleni lemlonyeni. So abantu kuqakathekile ukuthi bageze izandla ke every 30 minutes bangageze ngamanzi izandla ngamanzi lahlezi endishini ngamanzi lana ke athelwayo ezandleni siyawela phansi yiwo kumele bageze ngawo njalo ngase sikhathi ukuhlanzeka kuyinto enhle. Ulapho obambelele khona kumbe kusemchoveni kumbe ebhasini nanzelela ukuthi awuzibambi ubuso uzugeze izandla kuqala.
ufana nesikhiwa sibilichisa siyakuzwa sithi uthini ba.
Yes, what I'm saying, this disease is quite dangerous. It's not a joke. This disease kills. People should be aware. People should really be mindful of whatever they're doing. I know a lot of people cannot keep their hands off their faces. Even me, I struggle to keep my hand off my face. So don't touch your face, your mouth, your eyes, whilst you didn't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go, even if you go outside, touch a bean or touch a hangry or go to the supermarket, wash your hands first with the sanitizer. If you don't, you rather keep your hands off throughout until you get a soap or you get water. As long as you are, again, if you're washing your hands, don't use just a dish water and all that. Use running water so that you don't keep on washing the dirty coming back to your hand. So this disease is very dangerous. It doesn't choose the tribe, race, color of the skin, age. Even the young ones, we know a 9-year-old who died, a 3-month-old who died. We know now a 30-year-old Zimbabwean who died, 47. Anybody, don't be lied by people. Again, please don't use don't just go to places where there are so many people around. Try to self-isolate. Believe me or not, you will perish if you don't.
Right, marvelous. We see that in the Washington metropolitan region, there are certain commodities that you can find. Tissue paper or toilet paper. And then water is in short supply. And all these other things. Tell us a bit about that.
I actually was at the supermarket yesterday. And for real, toilet paper is in short supply. You can only get like a pack of four, little ones, two. And they were limiting to one packet per individual. The kind of stuff that you saw happening in Zimbabwe in 2008 is happening here. Even food. I wanted some orange juice because I thought, you know, since it's like a flu and what, you need to hydrate and to drink a lot of vitamin C. That's not available too. Eggs, those are not readily available too. But I have to actually give shout out to all those that are still continuing to go to work. The shop assistants, the cashiers, their managers, you know, they are still coming to work, but I saw a lot of them are now wearing masks and gloves. Mm-hmm. And I did ask one of them that, you know, so what's the situation? And one young guy, a millennial again, said, you know what, mama, if I don't come to work, I don't get paid, I can't pay my rent. So I have to choose between being evicted or getting the disease on the job and then dealing with it. That's what he said.
So it's really,
you know, he said, and I said, okay, so what do you think? You're doing a good thing for the public. But he said, no, but my health is at risk. So I've seen also Uber drivers are now driving with the mask on. I think they've been given a directive to do that, to try and protect themselves, because you don't know which passenger is coming into your car, whether they have the virus or not. Hakuna mvura yekunwa, hakuna mazai. Uye jenda kakwanisa kutora nemwe wechidi kangari mustoro mchivunzo ti. Saka shaka dii kuti munge mkushanda panguwa iyo wa jinji variku zimba. Akatiye, mother, apana cha nga isa na kuti ndikasa uya kubasa. Ndusha ya marie rent, ndusha ya marie kujika. Saka ndatongo uyo kuti ndibatire manu. Asi ndino garanti chichika, anga ni mask yake, ni maglaves yake. Kuti ndogo nongo batiro shirwerechi, mtumuno pinda manu wakasi ya nasiana. Saka tinongotenda ivava vari kuita mabasa iwayo kana muri kutinzwa kwa muri ikoko muchiri kumabasa tinokutendai.
Good evening, Zimbabwe Moshe. Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we're unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Kwazwai, mure Zimbabwe, tinosangana zvakare manheru anhasi. Makateerera chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Yebo, mtwakazo muhle. Siyadibana kuhlelo lweLive Talk. Silusizi ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
Thank you so much, Marvelous Mhlangano. That is my co-host. And I wish to thank also Ezra Chisaswanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Ezra, thank you so much for having joined us tonight on Live
Talk. Thank you very much.
Yes, so...
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Yes, we thank you all who actually followed us on this live stream. We hope to connect you with you tomorrow. Marvelous, maybe you can sign off now.
Thank you very much, and please stay safe. Tinokutenda ive sivanga vari pachirongwa chedu vari pa VOA Shona wanikwai mchishare live kuti vamwe vanzwewo uyezve tinokutenda izwa nezwa munogara muchiva ipo pano tozova kuti mabundles nezvimwe zviri kunetsa asi tinoti please 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 garai makachengetedza utano hwenyu nekuti coronavirus iyi inouraya.
Yeah, yabulala sivili coronavirus. So we are ending our live stream right now, and thank you so much for having joined us. Yabonga. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Over to you, Marvelous.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying, please have a very good night and please stay safe.
Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Bye.
Where and this is a good thing. Where and this is a good thing. Where are the people?